Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin and parak Aleph Mishnah Ches. So we continue discussing the various halachos pertaining to building a sukkah. Now this Mishnah here in parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin is going to be referring to a house, not a sukkah, whose roof is made of beams that are between 3 and 4 tefachim wide. Now, as taught in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that such boards are usur, are puzzle, on a midrabanan level for use as chach, because they look like the roof beams of a house. But Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that they are valid. That being said, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would agree that this house is puzzle for two reasons. Number one, the roof of every house is usur mida araisa, is pasul mida araisa, to be used for schach, because its beams were put in place as a roof and not as schach. Secondly, the decree midrabanan, the gzeira midrabanan, against wide beams applies here, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they belong to an actual roof of a house, and as opposed to the case discussed in the previous Mishnah, where there are beams of a house that are actually being used in a sukkah. Now this Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss how such a roof can be converted into valid schach. Says the Mishnah, Tikra she'eino leha ma'aziva, in the situation of a roof consisting of boards between 3 and 4 tefachim wide that has no, plaster on it, that usually the beams of a roof are covered with a layer of plaster. Our Mishnah, though, speaks of a roof that had not yet been plastered, for if it had been plastered already, none of the procedures mentioned below could actually convert it into valid schach. Since plaster does not grow from the ground, it cannot be used as schach under any circumstances. So again, assuming that we have a roof with the boards, and there's no plaster, so Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding how to make it into valid schach. Beis Shammai say, mefakpek, that even if he shifts the boards, meaning if he takes off the nails and moves the board slightly, that does not help. Venotel achas mibenehem, rather he must take out every other board and fill the space with valid schach. That by shifting the boards, he solves the problem on a midah araisa level of the beams having been put down as roofing and not schach, because he's constructing the roof in a new type of way, this time for the purpose of schach, and therefore it is going to be fine in terms of that. However, says Beis Shammai, he does not avoid the gezeira midrabanan, the iser midrabanan, against using boards that resemble roof beams, for since these boards had once been roof beams, they continue to look like roof beams, and his only option would be to replace every other board with valid schach, which would solve both problems, and it would be unnecessary to shift any of the remaining boards. Beis Hillel says, Mefakpek om notalachas mi benen, that according to him, he may either shift all the boards, or he can take out every other board and fill the spaces with valid schach. That according to Beis Hillel, even the procedure of shifting the boards would work for both problems, and since each procedure on its own fixes both problems, one may do either one or the other. Now, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir holds that there was no machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this case, that both of them hold the same thing. Namely, Rabbi Meir says, "No telachas mi bein tayim ve'ein mefakpek." That according to both of them, he must remove every other board and fill the spaces with valid schach, and not shift the boards, meaning to say, the only way to solve both of the issues, says Rabbi Meir, is to remove and replace every other board. Nothing is actually gained by simply shifting and moving the boards. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, we discuss another case where gaps between different strips of invalid schach are filled with valid schach. Says the Mishnah, HaMekara Sukoso Bishapudin O Ba'aruchos Amita. In the case of one who makes a roof over his sukkah with metal spits, the Bartanura points out, metal spits are invalid schach because metal does not grow from the ground. And certainly if you're making a roof with metal spits, or, says the Mishnah, with the sideboards of a bed, both of which are unfit for schach, and he leaves space between them that he fills with valid schach. What is the halacha in such a case? Says the Mishnah, Yeshu Revach Beineim Kemosin Kishera, that if the area of all the space between them, which is filled with valid tzchach, is about the same size as the spits and the frames themselves, then the sukkah is valid. Meaning to say, if the total area of the valid tzchach is slightly larger than the total area of the invalid tzchach, then the sukkah is valid since most of it is covered by kosher tzchach. Another halacha about tzchach says the Mishnah, Chotet Begadish, La'asos bo sukkah, that if one hollows out a pile of hay to make a sukkah inside of it, meaning if you were to remove some hay from inside the haystack, thereby creating a space in which he can live, and he leaves the top of the haystack in place to serve as the schach, says the Mishnah, Eina sukkah. This would not be a valid sukkah, meaning because the schach must be valid at the very moment that it is built, or that it is put into place. If it was invalid at that time, it cannot be fixed later. And in this particular situation, the top of the haystack was not considered tzach when it was originally put in place, because tzach is defined as something that makes a roof over an empty space, and certainly the top of a haystack is covering solid material. Therefore, even if one later makes an empty space in the haystack for which the top provides shade, it remains pasul. It would remain an invalid sukkah. Have a great day.